Hi, my beautiful people. This is Bimi Shavery, and I am here with your daily devotion. We are here on day 17 of our 30 days of elevation. If you are new here, welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm so happy that you are here. I don't know how you've heard about us, but I'm so very glad that you have. And I hope that while you're here, you find something that contributes to the betterment of who you are becoming. It allows you to be more authentic to who you are, and it allows you to share in the space where you feel connected, you feel empowered, you feel supported, loved, nurtured, and all of the most important things necessary for your extended and interpersonal growth. I'm so grateful that you are here again, and I cannot wait to hear how this podcast, no matter what episode you find yourself listening to, has assisted you and continues to help you as we are navigating through our own interpersonal journeys together. If you are already a subscriber, already been a part of the tribe, you've been a part of our community for days, weeks, months, years at this point, thank you so very much for your continued support. I do not take it lightly. I know that this is a purposeful thing that I have been doing. And I'm constantly reminded of how important and how necessary and how aligned I am in this space. So I thank you guys again for so much support. Thank you so much for your emails. Thank you for your DMs. Thank you for your mentions on social media. I do not respond to every single one. I'm not even going to tell you that I do, but I definitely see them and I try to like them and heart them as much and as often as I possibly can. I'm not on social media every single day, as active as I previously, I guess, have been, but I definitely see them and I am wanting to say thank you guys. I do not take that lightly. So thank you again. Here we are on day 17 of our 30 days of elevation, and I'm going to get right into it. For those of you again who are new here, we are doing 30 days of elevation based off of the devotional journal by Marshawn Evans Daniels entitled 100 Days of Believing Bigger. And this particular devotional is very significant, because it is 100 days, but we're only doing our 30 days, and we're going to follow through. You know, at the end of each devotional, there is a journal prompt that I will read to you. If you have the journal, please do follow along. If not, you can follow along with me. I will definitely give you the journal prompt at the end of the devotional. And at that time, you will just take your time, sit with it, and write out what it speaks to in your life. We are in a very transformative space. And one of the things I definitely feel is necessary to say is that while we are in this transitional phase, okay, we are in the midst of heightened emotions, heightened tensions, heightened need of survival. And it is not comfortable. Every area of our life, it can feel as though it is extremely challenging. Why? Because there's so much growth happening. Now, as you guys know, you've been following me, you've been supporting, you know that the new year for us does not begin until spring. That is technically the beginning of a new season, meaning that is when the new year actually energetically begins, not just based on the Gregorian calendar, which says January 1st is the new year. Now, we are coming off of the energy of redemption year. And if you are, I'm sure you can't forget redemption. I mean, 2023 was a very, very different type of a beast. And January, February, and even March has been the loosening of the remnants of what is left behind when it comes to us attaching ourselves and going towards redemption, redeeming ourselves from the things that we allow to hurt us, redeeming ourselves from past mistakes, choices. Everything came up. Everything that you tried to run from, everything you tried to hide, everything that you tried to be delusional about, you had no choice but to see. Now, what you did with what you saw is going to be evident in this particular phase that we're in, which is 2024, the year of elevated. It's exalted elevation is what I'm calling it, meaning every single thing that was meant to destroy you, everything that was intended to stop you in your tracks, you're being exalted above. However, you don't get exalted above things without recognizing, realizing, and actually acknowledging the impact, the journey, and the consequences of your actions, choices, and contributions. You do not get to skate free. You don't just rise from the phoenix. You have to go through the fire. And so we're in this very, very, very very special phase right now where it is becoming very clear, but beyond it being clear, it is just uncomfortable because of what it is that we are seeing and can't do anything about. We have been going through a lot of different changes when it comes to career, when it comes to our living situations, friendships, relationships, health, when it comes to how we view the world, what we allow ourselves to socially attach ourselves to, the cultural norms or their lack of, the identity crisis we find ourselves in the midst of because we're trying to belong in spaces that we're not intended to. And that is something that feels like more of a burden than a blessing. But I want to ask you to consider the opposite. What if being in the space that has caused you so much pain, hurt, discomfort is meant to teach you something more about yourself? It's here to elevate you. It's here to grow you. It's here to give you a sense of understanding of how life works. And what it is that you may need to do in order to cultivate a better experience for you. Because ultimately, we cannot control what anyone else does. We cannot control what happens in the world. We cannot change the past. We can't even change the things that we may foresee. What we can do is prepare ourselves, position ourselves, and get real, real, real with what it is we say we believe in. Because it's not just enough to say you believe in something if that something isn't making you better, if that something isn't providing you with a sense of peace, if that something is not giving you the opportunity to evolve in a way that you previously had not. This is about being honest with yourself. This is about choosing the life that you decide to actually live. And sometimes that's not easy. Most times it's not easy because you oftentimes have to go outside of what it is you think you know. And that also involves being a part of communities or environments with people that you just don't know. You may not typically have been a part of these groups. You may not have a desire to befriend these people or be in relationship with these people or work with these people or deal with the type of situations you're having to encounter, but that is a part of the growth. Sometimes you're positioned in places that are not necessarily favorable, but they are purposeful because they are teaching you lessons about yourself. And that's one of the hardest things is when you are growing through life and you see yourself from almost like a third person, like you're looking on the outside of who you are. You're looking at the growth, you're looking at the pain, you're looking at the choices, you're looking at the deception, you're looking at the lies, you're looking at the betrayals, you're looking at the experiences you've had thus far. And it's hard to not put yourself in a space of victimhood, but you're not a victim if you've overcome those things. And it's not about per se healing, it's about recovering from the trauma of what has happened to you. Because what ends up happening is we begin to live in this sense of survival mode. And survival mode may be very beneficial if you're really in a space where you're needing to fight, you're needing to survive, you're needing to make sure you come out alive. And that is mentally, emotionally, spiritually. That is in every single aspect of your life and in many cases, it could be physically as well. But this is about acknowledging that, yes, some things that have happened to you, some things that have happened to us, some experience we've encountered have really taken a toll of us. And the saddest part about it all is that you get yourself in these situations or these circumstances and you think that, oh, I can pray my way up out of this and that's going to be enough. I can love my way up out of this and that's going to be enough. I can, you know, be more meek. I can be less confrontational. I can be less of an opposing factor and I will have more peace. That's not true. There is no way you can overlove, overcompensate, overcompromise, oversacrifice in any aspect of your life and think you're going to come out in any other way other than a deficit. And what ends up happening is you end up building this sense of regret, the sense of resentment, the sense of almost hatred for what it was you poured into because you weren't being filled or poured into either. You did everything. You did all the pouring. And one of the main questions that I always get asked is, Brandy, you give so much. You do so much. You are someone who cares so much. So who does that for you? And it's by default, my first response is always, I do that for me. But that is not sufficient when it comes to being in spaces that require community. If you are in a relationship or partnership or you work in a corporation or you are involved in your communities, you don't do that as a individual. You do that as a collective. You do that as a group. But you can't do anything as a group when you still have an individualistic type of mentality, not because you want to, but because of the circumstances, situations, and environments you allow yourself to remain in. Those things force you to depend on you. Those things force you to prepare for what if this does not work? What if I am abandoned? What if I am not supported or accepted? What if I am sitting in this sense and left with nothing but myself? I need to prepare for that landfall. And so this is that space we're growing into where it's like, listen, you don't have anything else at this point in your life to prove when it comes to how dedicated you can be to something, how committed, how disciplined, how caring, how loving, how supportive you can be to something. You don't need to overextend yourself to the point of deficit just to prove you're worthy of it. That is not what it is you're supposed to be allowing yourself to attain. It's positioning yourself to realize your value, not just in a monetary way, but you have to be able to look at your life and see how it was your discipline, your prayers, it was your love, it was your commitment to self, it was your obedience, it was you in conjunction, of course, with God that positioned you to be able to make sure you're good. So you don't need to figure out how to survive. You don't need to figure out how to conquer whatever beast you're facing. You just need to accept that maybe what it is you are inviting in or allowing yourself to contribute to is not necessarily what should be in your space if it isn't doing that for you. Because you're good. You're good. You've survived enough. You've gone through enough. You've escaped and conquered enough. You have cried enough. It gets to the point where it's redundant to repeat the same cycles because there's no new lessons there. There's no new gifts there. There's no new blessings. There's no new opportunities for expansion there. It is only a repeating of what you've already grown through. And at this point, it translates as you must love the trauma. You must love the pain. You must love the inconsistencies. You must really, really, really enjoy the traumatic experience of the outcome. And if you say no, then that means that it's a choice that needs to be made. And so we're in this space where we're navigating, we're trying, you know, and you get into this energy of survival mode, right? I just gotta survive because you're triggered to the point of no escape. And one of the things that even with myself, I have to tell myself constantly is I don't need to fight for what is designed for me. I don't need to over pray and over cry and overextend and be mute and be timid or be afraid or be in a defensive type of space to have what is meant for me. All I have to do is be in position. And if you're asking yourself, how is that so? Just look at your life. Look at your experiences. When I sit and I tell people about my ability to pray my way out of things, it isn't just sitting and praying things into fruition. It is work that I put into myself. It is the energy that I put into what it is that I'm believing is happening for me. And it is a covering. A lot of us are going through life and you're expecting other people to be your protector, be your confidants, be the people you can count on and rely on. But you realize that that only becomes true when it is beneficial to the other parties. So it's important to build a tribe and to make sure you have that tribe and have that community and have that support system that really pours into you as well. Because if you're the person who's pouring out and you're not getting it in, then you're left with a deficit, which leaves you miserable. It leaves you feeling this sense of rage and anger and inadequacy in a lot of ways because you silently begin to battle all kinds of things. You begin to battle insecurities that you didn't have. You begin to battle inadequacies. You always think that you're never going to be able to just rest in the knowing that you're good. And so as we are entering into spring, we're in this space, it's new beginnings, it's new opportunities, it's new roots. You don't need to tell the same story, but you're not going to be able to switch the story until you make a decision to not bring into this new season, not into this new year, this new life, the very things that have held you captive before. You don't need to relearn the lessons of the past. You don't need to relearn anything that you've already grown through. But you first have to acknowledge what that is. And if it's you who is the problem, being able to acknowledge the parts of you that need to be worked on. A lot of people live in escapism. They love to escape the reality and the truth of what choices you've made. Your life is not as bad as you may think it is if you had made better choices, if you make better decisions, if you stop feeling as if you are superior to the consequences that you deserve. We all have to pay our dues, but we also reap what we sow. And a lot of times we get in a space where we begin to doubt the power of transformation because we're in this repetitive cycle. Why is this happening to me? Why do I keep dealing with this? Why am I always facing this? Why am I constantly dealing with drama? Why am I always? It's because of a root. What is the root cause? What is the common denominator? Is it you? Is it your habits? We get into these circumstances with careers. We chase this. It is a euphoric feeling. It is a very liberating feeling when you know that you are qualified and you've grown and you've expanded on things and you've invested in things and you're acknowledged. That's a beautiful, beautiful thing. But that is not the totality of who you are destined to be and the life that you are destined to live. You can't say, oh, I want a happy family. I would love a happy life. I would love to be successful and have the career. If you don't know what the purpose of that is and how to actually build that thing, it will not come into fruition. Everything will be surface and everything will be easily destroyed because no one's willing to put in the work. If you don't know what the work is, then that sets you further back than it does move you forward. And so it's acknowledging what it is that we're working towards. What do you want? And do you believe that you deserve that thing that you want? And if so, what are you willing to do to sustain it? Because it's not enough to just get the blessing. It's not enough to just get the job, to get the relationship, to have the child, to have the house, to have the career. It's not enough to just have it if you cannot sustain it. You don't just get something. You have to have what it takes to nurture it, protect it, pour into it, love it, all of those things. And you also have to hold it sacred. That goes for every aspect of our life, our health, our mental health, emotional health, spiritual health, physical health, our relationships, our finances, everything. And so if we're not in this space where we're able to do that, then you are setting yourself up for failure. Not only that, everything that you attach to is also setting itself up for failure. And then you're blaming everyone else around you when the issue is really you. This is about being clear, being honest, being transparent, but also allowing yourself to speak out what it is that you truly, truly desire. And sometimes it's just feeling like you deserve it. If you don't know that you deserve it, or if you don't think you have what it takes to actually sustain it, then sometimes it's going back to the drawing board. Maybe you are in a season where you don't deserve that thing that you claim that you want so badly. Maybe you are in a season where you don't have what it takes to sustain that. And maybe that's the reason why it's transitioning out. And if that is the case, you just have to accept that. But don't go back to that. Don't allow yourself to invest in something that doesn't invest in you. Don't allow yourself to invest in people that don't invest in you. Don't allow yourself to settle for places, spaces, or things that make you feel empty inside. That's not truth. That's not love. That's not happiness. That's not success. That's not peace. That's not any of that. It is a facade. And you don't owe anybody your misery. You don't owe anybody your insecurities. You don't owe anybody your pain. You don't owe anybody that. But you owe it to yourself to get beyond that, to move outside of that, and to allow yourself to truly be invested in the betterment of who you are becoming. This is one of those things where it is difficult. It is difficult because you invest so much into spaces that don't even have the capacity to hold what you've poured in. And when that happens, what do you do? What is your default? Is your default to blame yourself? Is your default to say, you know, it's on me, I should have done something different? No, it's because something in you felt like you could save that thing. Something in you felt like you could make it better. You could rescue it. You make a good life for everyone but yourself. And we're entering in a season where it's finally time for you to do that for you. And you deserve people that pour into that for you as well. But you have to be able to recognize it. So as this season has changed, and as we are entering into the new year, it is very transformative. How you see yourself, how you see life, how you see people, how you engaged. All of those things have changed already, but are going to change massively as we move forward. And this is one of the things I really want. I'm going to challenge all of us, and I'm speaking to me as well, but challenge us to just go where we're pulled to go. Don't force anything. Don't beg for anything. Don't constantly over-ask, over-pray, overcompensate, over-sacrifice for anything. Because if it is meant for you, it will be. Don't believe everything everyone says to you. Don't sit back and trust the lies of the enemy. Because the enemy will lie with a smile on its face. If something doesn't feel right to you and your spirit doesn't feel settled, then it ain't where you need to be. And so this is about allowing you to be real with you, asking yourself, what do you want? What do you need? What makes you feel loved? What makes you feel happy? What makes you feel supported? What makes you feel safe? And then look at everything you're writing down, and then look at everything you have in your life. And if what you've written down isn't matching what is in the physical and tangible in your life, then there are changes that you need to make. No one can make those changes but you. And when you make those changes and you actually make the moves that you're needing to move, I promise you, what is meant for you will align itself with you. It will come into your life. And you'll be so much happier for that. And not in a superficial way, but because you finally realize what it is you truly deserve. But you don't get that just by saying it. There is work. There's acknowledgement of things. There's a freedom of release that happens when you stop trying and just be. Stop trying to convince people. Stop trying to convince people of your skill, your gifts, your connections, your all. Stop trying to convince folk. And really bet on convincing yourself. You've done enough. You've already sacrificed enough. You've given enough. You've cried enough. You've begged enough. You've fought enough. You've apologized enough. You have done enough. At this point, it's time for people to do that for you. It's time for you to receive what you deserve. And be okay with allowing what has to go to go. That's one of those things when you're dealing with survival mode, right? Survival mode has you grasping for something that you just don't want to lose. But ask yourself, why don't I want to lose that if that thing isn't pouring into me? If that thing doesn't make me happy? If that thing doesn't show me that I'm loved and cared for and protected and safe and secure and stable? If it doesn't do those things, why are you fighting so hard to hold on to that as if that is all you deserve? At some point, it becomes a you thing. And at that point, a decision must be made. Choices must be made. No more repeating cycles. No more questioning your value and your worth. No more sacrificing, overextending, overcompromising, ending up in a deficit, picking yourself up off the floor. Figuring things out on your own, not asking for help because you feel like you shouldn't need to ask. You shouldn't need to say what you need. You shouldn't need to say you want to be valued. You shouldn't need to say you want to be loved. You shouldn't need to say, pay me more. You shouldn't need to say that. And if you're actually in alignment with what is meant for you, you won't have to. So we're in a season of really having to face some real truths. And sometimes it hurts. It doesn't feel good. It doesn't always make you scream at the top of your lungs of joy. Sometimes it makes you violent. Sometimes it makes you angry. Sometimes it hurts you so deeply you're mute. You will constantly be misunderstood by that. That is which not to, it's not meant to understand you. You'll constantly feel unloved if you're in the hands of someone who can't love you. You'll constantly face criticism and always have to watch your back if you're around people, spaces, and things that don't protect you. You will always feel uncared for when you are extending yourself in spaces that don't have the capacity to care for you the way you need to be cared for. So as we are growing, we're expanding, we are shifting, so is our life. Most importantly, so are our hearts. And that is the most powerful tool you have. I know people think it's your mind, but your mind don't love you enough. Your mind does not love you enough. Your mind will not tell you the unfiltered truth about yourself. And the mind can soothe you. This is about really being clear with your heart space. Your environment should be a representative of you. And if it's not, it's time for you to do some changing. So, yes, we're in some very interesting times. Things are changing massively around us, within us, and in our lives. But remember, this is an interpersonal journey. And you owe yourself everything. So what? Someone else can't give it to you. Someone else can't do it. You don't trust them. They don't make you happy. This career ain't fulfilling. They're not paying you what you need to be paid. You're not able to travel. You're not able to do the things that you want. Your friends are not who your friends should be. You're not, you know, whatever the thing is that you may be facing, the most important thing is for you to know that that is not your ending. It's a change in pace, a change in direction, a change in people. It is a shift that is so deserving. It's so deserving. So as we're growing through it again, I want you guys to remember that you're not in this by yourself. Believe me, I read your emails and I read your DMs, and I know that you guys say I motivate you, I encourage you, and I believe that. I do. I know that. I haven't been doing this for almost 20 years for nothing, but it's important for you to understand that I'm a human being as well, and I grow through things as well. I face things as well. I have dealt with a lot of things as well. And so I wouldn't be able to be who I am in the social sphere if I had not really had the experiences that grew me up. I am not the same person I was in my 20s. I'm not the same person I was even when my 30s kicked off, or even now. So growing into my 40s, oh baby, everything has changed. I don't even see things the same. My heart has changed. And I think that is one of the most powerful things we have. We give, and want everybody to just love, because ultimately we're doing it because it's what we need. We're taking care of people because that's what we want. We are loving people the way we do because that's what we want. We are making sure everyone feels confident and safe, and they have stability, and they have love, and they know that they're cared for because that's what we want. But we have never gotten it. And so instead of being disappointed, you disappoint yourself because you're giving into spaces that don't have the capacity to do that for you. They don't know how. They don't have the desire. They don't have the will. They don't have the ability to step outside of themselves and freely give to you and freely love you and freely invest in you. So you do it. And that's not a bad thing, but it can be a very detrimental thing when it is not reciprocated. No more begging, over-compromising, over-considering anything or anyone. This is about you really deciding what you deserve. And if you know you deserve something else, then that's what you have to make room for. Stop sitting and soaking in the pain of yesteryear. Your story has changed. But in order for you to release that story, you have to release your ties to those things that make you constantly relive the trauma of it. This is deciding for yourself what you want, what you need, what makes you feel whole, what allows you to rest in that gentleness that you possess. I'm approaching my 40s, and I'm telling y'all right now, your girl is not looking to prove anything else. I don't have to prove I can climb the corporate ladder. I don't have to build titles on my resume. I have those things. I don't need to prove I can have a successful nonprofit. I have that. I don't have to prove that I'm somebody out here in these social media streets, because I am that. But most importantly, I am a human being who has a big, big heart, who loves so deeply, who is really invested, who is really committed, who is really, really aligning myself with those things and those spaces and that energy that deserves to be in my space. So we're salvaging our capacities now. This is the year of rebranding your soul. We're not allowing the past to dictate who we're becoming anymore. It isn't good. It doesn't make us feel good. It isn't beautiful. We're not in love with it. It doesn't give us that fire. It isn't passionate. None of that. We're just holding to things that just really do nothing to invest in us at all. So it's okay to release. And it's okay to know that you deserve that release. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into our prayer, and then I'll read the daily devotion and we'll close this episode out. Again, thank you guys so much for your love. Thank you for your support. And I know that this journey as a whole is not easy. It is very difficult, and it provides so many avenues of real, real evolution through the grit. But where the grit is the remedy and the cure. You just have to allow yourself to feel it. You can't escape that. Okay. So let's go ahead and get into our prayer. God, thank you so very much for your love. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your nurturing. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for allowing us to be sacred in your eyes. Thank you for removing anything that is needing to be removed, that isn't pouring into us, that isn't contributing to the betterment of us, that is not loving us and handling us with the care that you have ordained us to be handled with. I thank you now for provision. We thank you for the opportunity to expand beyond our sense of inner knowing. Thank you for trusting in those little nuggets, in those little moments where we feel you so clearly. Thank you for it all. We thank you for the opportunities of growth. We thank you for the things that we viewed as trials and tribulations. We thank you for the moments where we felt like we would not survive. We thank you because we have. We thank you because we know it's possible. We thank you for the renewals. We thank you for the overwhelming amount of abundance that flows right through us and to us in every which way. God, I thank you now in advance. We thank you for full recovery from the trauma of the things that were meant to destroy us but still trigger us. God, we thank you for the release of those things now. In your name, Jesus, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise. So we are on day 17, and we are reading from the 100 Days of Believing Bigger Devotional Journal by Marsha and Evans Daniels. And as you know, I love this devotional so much. It is an incredible, incredible body of work, and it has helped us in so many ways. So if you have the book, please follow along. If not, you can follow along with me. I'm going to read the daily devotional, and then I'll close out the episode with the journal prompt. Okay. This particular episode is titled Believing in Your Gifts. For God's gifts and his call are irrevocable. Romans 11:29. Your purpose isn't lost. Purpose isn't even something you find. It's something you uncover. God previously designed you for it, and you're already being guided by it. There is hidden patterns embedded in your experiences containing God's direction and ultimate intention for your life. And God has preloaded you with the special gifts, insights, and abilities, along with a unique personality that actually reveals his game plan. When we look at our lives, we see chaos. When God looks at our lives, he sees a map and a masterpiece. He sees your beginning and your end, and all of heaven, even right now, is constantly seeking to move you forward and closer to your divine destination. God is a God of impeccable order, intention, and structure. Nothing that has occurred in your life is a coincidence, and you're not behind. The good news is that your calling and giftings never expire. When you fully believe in your gifts, that's when miracles start happening through you. The path heaven desires for you is found in how God designed you. Lord, thank you for pre-wiring me with your DNA and everything I need to be an effective ambassador and extension of you. Show me my gifts, groom me in the areas where I need to grow, and lead me directly to those you want me to serve. The journal prompt for today is, what do you feel are your gifts? How might they be tied to your purpose or your calling? This is a very beautiful way for us to close out this devotional, because it allows us and invites us to ask that very question. First of all, we got to identify what those gifts are, then what the purpose of those gifts are, and then how those gifts are strategically placed to propel us forward. I love you guys. I love you guys. I love you guys. Thank you so very much for all of your love, your support. Again, I do not take that lightly. I have listeners all over the entire globe, and I do not take that lightly. Every time I look and see a new continent, a new country has populated on my reach, I can't even believe it. So I thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for sharing word of mouth. Thank you for your emails. Thank you for your DMs. Thank you for your shares. Thank you for it. I am forever grateful and humbled by it. And I don't take that with a grain of salt. So thank you. This is going to conclude our daily devotion for today, day 17. I will be back with day 18, and we will continue through this journey of these 30 days. I am so proud of us. We've been going through a lot, dealing through a lot, and we have really, really, really found ourselves at the precipice of so many breakthroughs. So I want you to know that you and I are interconnected, and you have a whole tribe of people that are supporting, contributing, praying, and pouring into you as well. Okay? I love you guys. Until our next episode, please be gentle with yourself and be gentle with others. I will speak with you guys soon. Bye.